Episode 5, Digging Wells and Removing Caps. Our Noble Well-Digging Patriarchs. The patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, were regarded as honorable for many reasons. One is they dug wells to provide water for their clans. Noble-minded people dig wells, waterworks which satisfy needs. There are intense conflicts and grumblings over water rights. The patriarchs came up with honorable solutions for the clashes and complaints. Most involved time-consuming, back-breaking labor. Answers to problems came with shovels attached. What do you do when you discover your river bottom has dried into cracked puzzle pieces? Grab a spade. Responding to thirst. Thirsty people grumble naturally. Churches are not happy with water shortages. We moan and complain. Where is God's presence? This church is bone dry. Where did the love and power go? Someone drained the pool. Some of us church hop, looking for a place with dancing fountains. We hope for an easy drink. Others join a community, and when they realize water is needed, they do all they can to see their tribe gets it. Some complain or leave. Others dig. Responsible believers take ownership of problems and work on solutions. Sometimes responding to the Spirit is a cinch. We cannonball in, swim, and frolic. When rivers go dry, people dig wells. They think this is preferable to dying. If the river goes arid, don't despair. Get to work. You remember Jesus saying, "He who believes in me, out of his inmost being will flow." The work of faith produces flow. Digging wells is also done by faith. I visited southern Israel near Beersheba, the well of the oath, and saw a hand-dug well. I could tell it was deep because the pebble I dropped took a long time before it plopped. It must have been hard work. If you live in a place with a handful of inches of rain a year, you dig or die. Don't whine if you don't sense the presence of God. Get digging. Dig deep via hope and humility and intercession and gain water for your clan. Do you want to see a party? Dig a well in a barren place where people walk miles for water. We were part of a well-drilling project in Kenya. What a party they had when the water started pumping. Many churches do not feel like partying. Who wants a dehydrated fellowship? Some dread going to worship service, fearing the next one will be as dry as the last. Our neighbors and people in faraway places are waiting for us to confirm that Jesus makes good his promise of living water. They try drugs, entertainment, and whacked-out philosophies to satisfy their thirst. They despair that real drink can be found. You have their answer, but it may require digging. The Well at Beer. During the wanderings of Israel, they dug a well. We get a snatch of the story in Numbers 21:16 through 18. From there, they continued on to Beer, the well where the Lord said to Moses, "Gather the people together, and I will give them water." Then Israel sang this song, "Spring up, O well, sing about it, about the well that the princes dug, that the nobles of the people sank, the nobles with scepters and staves." The mark of nobility. Those that accessed water for the community were not commoners, they were nobles. Many want a noble title, duke or duchess, apostle, evangelist, or pastor. Don't expect people to think you noble because of your genealogy. It comes because of your noble lifestyle, the way you care for others. Noble leaders realize their responsibility for providing water. They do not idly show up for church, turn on the tap, and expect anointed ministry. They probe God. They auger into his heart. They burrow into his word. These leaders are to be honored. Digging wells is the work of genuine monarchs, knights, barons, and counts. They willingly get their hands dirtied and blistered down in the gloom for the sake of their people. Laboring in a murky well shaft may not be your idea of fun, but it is a great idea for survival. Nobility is gained by noble deeds. It's an expression of character. Celebrating. Water in short supply occasions quarrels and contentions. Neighbors fight. But when there is abundance, fearful apprehension is washed away. We are friends again. If you delve into the earth, boring into the unseen depths, you might stumble on diamonds, emeralds, and rubies. You might discover natural gas, oil, and coal, perhaps ancient fossils. You might also discover water. And if you, your family, and flocks were really thirsty, you would bring them together, drink deep, and throw a party. Those about you are watching you dig. They hope for your success because they would love a big draught of water. In fact, they would take a water break and throw a party. Jacob gets the lid off. Jacob fled for his life. His brother literally wanted to kill him. He came to the distant land of Paddan Aram, where shepherd girls were waiting to water their congregation. These shepherdesses were delayed because those strong enough to remove the stone protecting the well had not arrived. When Jacob saw Rachel, daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, he manhandled the stone from the mouth of the well and watered the sheep. Several people were needed to move the stone, but Jacob single-handedly removed it. Jacob was tough, the kind of guy who wrestles angels. By the way, he later married Rachel, who was probably swooning. My, he is so strong and handsome. Getting the cap off. Many believers have perfectly fine wells with lots of water, but their wells are capped. They cannot access the water because heavy weights block the opening. Those caps might seem so immense it appears a Herculean task to remove them. We can help one another get the caps off. If you or your friend feels a restriction in experiencing the Father's love and power, see if one of these caps needs to be removed. Unbelief. God is not interested in me. Fear. I dread the future. Pride. I must look important. Presumption. I can do it my way. Hard-heartedness. Being vulnerable with God is for the weak. Grief. Nothing can remove this pain. Unforgiveness. I would rather have them punished than personally know God's peace. Ask God for discernment. He may reveal blockages like apathy, self-sufficiency, false loves, or distractions. He will show you how to remove the blockages and access the water. Remember, God's plan to get the lids off may involve other brothers and sisters. Perspective on ease and hard labor. We are grateful for times where accessing water is a breeze. This is the grace of God. There are other times where we need to dig, and the labors are difficult. This is also the grace of God. Look for the Lamb beside you in the well shaft. Out of a river or out of a well, we access waters by faith. Whether it comes easy or with toil, we trust in God's generous provision. There are times we must dig. May it prove our nobility. A great bridge. In May of 1995, I had a dream that would get on my top 10. Suddenly, I found myself standing on a gangway 100 feet over a large suspension bridge. The bridge was 6 lanes wide. No cars were on the bridge, but a group of about 8 people were in the middle, standing in a circle of prayer. Interestingly, the bridge ran right down the middle of an immense river. As I looked, a wave lapped over the deck of the bridge, covering the people praying below. I was alarmed, thinking they were washed off the bridge. But they were all there after the water rolled away. I ran downstairs to check on the people, and when I got to the bottom, I came to a large room where dozens of people were praying. I believe the Last Days Church will not bridge from one spiritual awakening to another. As we become the house of prayer, we will endlessly experience the river of life. Scanning the waterfront. Our inheritance in Messiah is a stretch of riverfront property. It is a delightful place of connection. Connection with the Lamb and with His people. I would love to go fishing with you at the Dead Sea. It may be renamed the Lively Sea. Are you anxious to sample the fruit there? The most delicious thing will be to walk with the Lamb. Today is yesterday's future. Since you live in the future, make the most of it. Make following the Lamb your daily habit. As you trust Him more, you will experience more of the inner river. May you draw from the river with ease. If you must dig wells, be of good cheer. Dirt under your nails means water for your tribe. You do a noble work. Many have yet to learn that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Not only are non-believers in fatal dehydration, but millions who acknowledge Messiah live with a dribble when they might have a river. Your neighbors and those at the edges of the world thirst for what you have. They desire an authentic demonstration of love, power, truth, and righteousness. They are waiting for you, God's delivery system. May water flow from your buckets. May your seed have abundant water. Follow the Lamb. He will lead you to the waters of life. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Revelation 7:17.